This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About relationships, isn't it, huh? What relationship is most important to you as you look at Wednesday, the 21st of June? By the end of the day today, or by this time tomorrow, we will be officially in summertime. 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 It's summertime, summertime. Is it feeling different today than it did yesterday for you? A beautiful, clear sky where I am, and nice, pleasant temperatures. Lots to be thankful for, a lot of things to trust in, the world being able to figure itself out, figure out things that are going on. So hopefully I can be helpful in that area for you who haven't framed or shaped an opinion about some of the events of the day, some of the things that are going on. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Kara Schillen is here to help us work our way through the information, the sounds of the day. The last 24 hours, in my mind, the most important or most interesting. Sometimes what I talk about here in this hour of the Good Day program isn't necessarily about what is most important, but what may be most interesting. It's not always about Muslims and Christians and Jews and the people in Europe or North America or in China. Yesterday, I got a comment from someone who was interested in my pursuit of understanding or having you understand the history of China. Because that's kind of what we talked about, Kara, in part yesterday during this hour, where China is today, where China was in their religious opining at the time of the major religions being formed, and where they were 2,000 years before that. Someone thought it was interesting that I knew as much as I did. The reason is because I was a political science major in school. I found it compelling to understand what people were about, especially when it comes for the understanding of folks. Oftentimes, it isn't as much political as it is religious. And we know religion, certainly, not only in the modern time, but religion, through the course of its existence, has affected politics, sometimes more than others, and also, depending on where you are in the world, it affects you more or less. So I wonder, in understanding the Supreme Court having on its docket the first of a couple of death penalty cases, the term moving along, they'll take their summer break, but by the end of the year, there will be some important and vital questions decided when it comes to the death penalty. It's a very political thing. It has religious overtones. It has ethical and moral overtones. And it has the overtone, I think, of reality. Because even though some people support the death penalty for people who are convicted of murder, there is a lot of reason to be concerned about law enforcement and how we maybe watch too much television, how the district attorney pursues and prosecutes some of those cases. So there are two cases before the Supreme Court. And as a result of that, this week, the Pew Research Center has released a poll suggesting that Americans are tired of the defense of the death penalty as a way of keeping people from doing the dastardly deed. As a matter of fact, about half of all of you say yes to the death penalty, and about 42%, it's actually the split hairs, 49% favor the death penalty for people who murder other people, 42% oppose the death penalty for people who murder other people. Support has dropped 7 points since March of last year. It was 56% earlier in the year last year, public support for capital punishment. If you go back to the mid-1990s, 8 in 10 Americans favored the death penalty. So what's changed? What's changed has become a focus of, and it's a really fascinating study into popular media and information sharing and how people make their, for me, it's kind of like gay marriage in the sense that people are accepting of a point of view depending on how information is disseminated. So people, fewer and fewer people are against gay marriage because they figure, it's okay. How does it affect us? And so in this circumstance, where there was public support for capital punishment, the idea was that people were getting what they deserved. Now, opposition to the death penalty is so high because it's become known that many people who are put to death or who are on death row are there without good reason, without good cause. In fact, they are not guilty. And more, there are these stories, and you've heard me talk about them a lot. I certainly have been, my opinion has changed a great deal. When I was in college, I was very supportive of the death penalty. And over the years, I've changed my mind because we really, as a society, haven't done a really good job of prosecuting or making sure that those that we hire to prosecute have done a good job, or the law enforcement people that we've asked to protect and serve us have not done a good job. In cases of murder, there is, and it's interesting to see how it breaks down Democrats and Republicans, but all that is, I find it pejorative, frankly. What I find very interesting here is that the use of the death penalty is acknowledged to not really keep people from doing the dastardly deed. So then what does? The question here is, what keeps people from wanting to take the life of another person, from planning to do it? Because premeditated murder is usually what you get the death penalty for. Someone who's planned to kill someone that they know or that they're offended, whatever the reason, who knows. It's the support or lack of support is probably a better way of putting it. The changing in ideas of the death penalty pretty much goes across all gender backgrounds, racial backgrounds, partisan backgrounds, blacks, Hispanics. It doesn't make any difference anymore. Age doesn't make a difference anymore. Mostly men, half of men say that they are in favor of the death penalty. 38% are opposed. Women's views, 43% favor the death penalty, 45% oppose it, and the rest haven't made up their mind or can't seem to make up their mind. Interesting that whites favor the death penalty for those convicted of murder, but it's down significantly from last year. Blacks and Hispanics supported at much lower rates, and the reason is clear, because they're the ones who are the victims more often than not of bad prosecution. And there still is that prejudice that's there that's aimed at, oh, black guys, they do all these crimes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there are many more blacks and Hispanics in our jails than there are whites, and there are way too many people in jail anyway. But that's a subject of a different sort of poll. The death penalty, it's interesting, white evangelical Protestants are the largest group that backed the use of the death penalty as of this moment. 69% of those who were interviewed favor it, 26% oppose it. Mainline Protestants are substantially more likely to support it than those who oppose it. Catholics are more divided. 43% of Catholics favor capital punishment, 46% oppose it. I find looking or listening to numbers boring. What I find is understanding attitudes toward this sort of thing the most compelling part of the argument. You'll see a lot of coverage of this today in newspapers and probably on television and in certain radio circumstances where the people who are really interested in taking this data and boiling it down to try to have either good discussion or have people understand what's going on, sometimes easier to read it. In my circumstance, I like to read. I read this last night and sort of absorbed it through the night and thought I would tell you the story today, because in my mind, the attitude toward capital punishment, where the public thinks that the death penalty is morally justified, has been shaken to the core because of the risk of innocent people being put to death. 71%, largest number ever in a survey like this, say they are concerned the death penalty does not deter serious crime and that innocent people are being put to death. And that's basically where I am, frankly. So I'm in the majority. Are you? What's your attitude toward the death penalty? I believe it needs to be used every once in a while just because it's vengeance. I'll be the first to admit that that's kind of, I suppose, in a sense, hypocritical, but yet it is how I feel. I believe that some crimes are so heinous that the only good way to take care of the problem is to, if it's so clear this person did what he or she did in a venomous, horrible, nasty, uncontrivable, if there is such a word, way, that the only good way to take care of them, the punishment, is to end their life. I just, I just think that's usable sometimes, and so that's where I am. But for the most part, I think it's not of any value. So that's the result of that research, and it's gotten us to 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one ream of Staples 8.5x11 multipurpose paper and get one free. A savings of $7.99. Staples, it's pro time. N624 in store only.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A 1 year money back guarantee with the Wave. Ask about the Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride the Wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
After over 2,000 games played and 400-plus runners thrown out, my achy joints and muscles are never-ending. I'm Johnny Bench, and when I need a soothing, I turn to the Blue Emu family of products. They are made with real emu oil. They're odor-free, non-greasy, and they can be used daily. Don't let the others fool you with their curveballs. Hear it from a Hall of Famer and hit a fastball with the Blue Emu family of products. They work fast, and you won't stink.
Available in stores nationwide.
In these life's uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Essential worm in the form of Justin Bieber. I can't believe we're actually playing one of his.
Only because it's not a favorable story about Justin. That's all right. Why.
So this is a focus on Hanson, who slammed the boob, the worm, and his music in a new interview, comparing Bieber's music to a sexually transmitted disease. Taylor and Zach Hanson have become big deals. This is one of their songs, Mmm-bop. Is that how you pronounce it? I remember we worked with this, Jennifer, I think, for a while. Mmm-bop. They are not fans of Mr. Bieber and a lot of other stuff that's in the chart, the pop chart today. While playing Whose Song Is It Anyway during an interview with a radio station in Australia, Hanson was asked to identify Bieber's remix. Did I try to pronounce this the other day?
Yeah, gazpacho or gazpacho.
I love gazpacho.
It was really close.
It was?
Yeah.
Despacito, I believe, is what you told me. So, they're comparing Mmm-bop to Despacito? How is that work?
Well, no, they played this song for Hanson to guess who sings it, and none of them knew who sang it.
Really?
And they were happy that they didn't know that it was when they found out it was a Bieber song.
Chlamydia of the ear
is what they called it.
That's not the song title.
Right. I like these guys, Hanson. Let's have more of their music. I don't know that much about them.
Well, they don't really have all that much.
Big Hanson fan.
Yeah.
Well, that's an overstatement.
I always think of you as being a big handsome fan.
A handsome fan? No. They were already kind of too young when I was.
You know what, though? I grew up and my mom loved Hanson so much. And then I grew up with two older sisters and we all had long blonde hair. So we kind of joked that we were the female version of Hanson when I was growing up. But when was the last time they had a song or a song that made any kind of headway in the chart?
What do I remember? Maybe at Christmas time, Jen, I thought maybe you were excited about their Christmas album.
I think you're thinking of me. I have
Kara. Okay, Kara's the Kara.
You
sorry,
had blonde
Jen.
Hair? Wait a minute. The thing that stops me is Kara had blonde hair when she was younger.
I still like to think of myself as a blonde. Yeah, it's darker. It was up in a ponytail, so you probably couldn't see my blonde.
The glasses
and,
got the way of everything else.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay.
No, that wasn't bad. That was good.
I don't think it's bad. Glass. I just think it's funny that you can't see past the glass.
Well, I kind of looked into your eyes, and that's what I looked at. All right, let's get to another controversy taken care of here. Miley Cyrus has a younger brother named Brazen, made his runway debut in Dolce & Gabbana's Spring Milan Fashion Week show. Didn't we talk about them yesterday?
We did, yeah. Because they're dressing Melania Trump, and they have they've made those hashtag boycott Dolce & Gabbana t-shirts for $250.
Yeah. Is that the shot that Miley Cyrus took?
She didn't mention Melania Trump. She just basically she went on Instagram and said, you know, congratulations to her brother for being a model in the show. And then she added, P.S., I strongly disagree with your politics, but I do support your company's effort to celebrate young artists and give them a platform to shine their light for all to see. Doesn't sound like it's that big of a deal, but Dolce & Gabbana took it very personally, and they've vowed they're never going to work with her brother again.
Nice, Miley.
A lot of controversial stuff, so.
All right, 28 after here on the DJV show.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
There's a new study by the Ameriprise Financial Group revealing family discussions about money typically go smoother than planned, even among siblings. That's an interesting reality, isn't it? Here's Rick Rogers to give you some more information.
About two-thirds of Americans say they have financial conversations with their siblings. And surprisingly, they report those talks end with very little conflict. Here's Marcy Keckler, VP of Financial Advice Strategy at Ameriprise Financial.
Only 15% of people say that they argue with their siblings about money. But when they do have disagreements, it tends to be about their parents. So commonly it could be arguments over how an inheritance is going to be divided up or who's providing the most support to their parents.
What are some secrets to successful money conversations with your family members?
Talk with your family on a regular basis about financial matters and don't skip the discussions on the tough topics like estate planning and inheritance. Families who address these issues together feel the most confident about their financial future.
For more information, log on to Ameriprise.com/family wealth. Now you're in the know.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350350. That's CLEAR88 to 350350.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Four at the hour now. Pleasantly Wednesday is upon us. Already the aforementioned focus on summertime, which happens at 3:40 or something Eastern time this afternoon. But the real big, that's not the real big news of the day. The really, really, really big news of the day, and the information that proves that your host is a genius, is the coming true of my prediction that Ryan Seacrest will, in fact, gasp, host a revitalized American Idol. How about that, boys and girls? Isn't that the most important thing across the board today when you think about what's going on in the world? Katy Perry and the Idol. And Ryan Seacrest. Is he the Idol? Anyway, so there's more navigation going on there, but looks like he's in like Flynn. Not that anybody who had any brains at all thought he was, A, going to turn down $15 million for doing the show again. And it is his show. He is really, you can say what you will about all the participants over the years, but it's been a huge part of his life and his success, and he's good at it. Good. Good luck for him. Good luck to him, and I wish good luck for the show. I always think it was the originator of all these other shows that are very, very popular. Good. So now let's see here. Back to research in the last half hour, which you can find by going to Doug Steffen Now, TuneIn Radio. You have it on your computer, maybe as a mobile app on your mobile device. You go there anytime you find Doug Steffen Now. That's important because there are a lot of Doug Steffen things that are on TuneIn and elsewhere. But if you go to Doug Steffen Now, you'll be able to listen to hour number two, first half hour, where I talk about the research being done by Pew into the death penalty. And now there's another bit of research at Pew, which in this circumstance is set out to test the theory of deterrence. That is the war on drugs and whether putting people in jail keeps them, or the threat of going to jail keeps you from using drugs. Well, let's see. The Trump administration is being urged to rethink how it approaches this war, this drug problem. The Attorney General wants drug users punished, sort of going back in time, which is what he's good at. He and some of the old fossils like Mitch McConnell think this is a great idea. We have to pursue the most serious, readily provable deterrence against alleged users. Well, the research at Pew, essentially measuring if harsh punishment like prison decreases drug use, they compared each state's incarceration rate against its rate of illegal drug use, drug arrests, and overdoses. For example, while Tennessee's imprisonment rate is 3 times higher than New Jersey's, the states face similar drug use rates. While Indiana and Iowa have the same imprisonment rates, Indiana has a worse rate of drug use and overdose deaths. And what do you say about that, Mr. Pence, than does Iowa? What do you folks who are listening in Iowa think about that? Overall, the researchers couldn't find any significant link, none, zero, between a higher rate of imprisonment and fewer drug problems, which is what I've said, and I don't mean this to sound, I'm just teasing about Ryan Seacrest. I don't like to sound like, okay, I'm smartest guy in town. I'm not. But there are some things that I feel strongly about and are, I think the compelling argument here is made by the folks at Pew, and the Trump administration is going to look foolish if they follow the recommendations of Jeff Sessions, who is not the best attorney general we've ever had. How's that for? Not the best choice Trump could have made, but it was a Pence choice. It was not a Trump choice, and I don't see him hanging around. By the way, the Pew researchers sent a letter to Chris Christie, head of the Drug Addiction Task Force for the president, urging him to reconsider punishment as the main solution. See, the Trump people are on the right path with a lot of the stuff they're doing, but they're on like complete. They're like a guided missile that loses its guidance when it comes to some stuff, and this is one of them. If they do go down this road, they will lose support among a group that is probably important, is on the fence anyway about them one way or another politically. The Russians are coming. Ah, these guys. Yesterday, a fighter jet flew within 5 feet of one of our aircraft over the Baltic Sea. It was assessed to be... I love these guys. It was unsafe. Really? You think so? The Russian plane was armed, was flying erratically, according to official information. Maneuvers were deemed unsafe because of the proximity of the two aircraft. Spokesperson for the European Command confirmed that an intercept took place while the U.S. aircraft was flying in international airspace. Russia's disputed the claims, said that its aircraft was at fault during the encounter, said it interceded two U.S. reconnaissance aircraft as they approached the Russian state border. Okay. So we're back and forth with this stuff. Whose winky is bigger than the other person's winky? That's all this is. It's just, it is. That's all, this is all about who's bigger, tougher, stronger, who's going to blink first, who's got the, this makes me sick. It doesn't make you sick. It's such childish foolishness. God bless us. The situation in Brussels, this is really, Europe is pretty uncomfortable this summer, and a lot of people are saying, I'm not going. The airplane situation and what was being done with our laptops, that sort of put people off. But the earlier problems in various parts of Europe have put people off. London, which is the most wonderful place in the world, I think, people are being put off going there. Now, Brussels, yesterday, had a problem. And although it was great because in this circumstance, the police were able to get in the way. They, it was, I guess, called neutralizing a man who wore an explosive belt. There was a blast at the central station in Brussels, and then they neutralized an individual, as we hear in this late information.
Authorities say that soldiers shot the suspect, who is yet to be identified, after a failed bombing inside Brussels Central Station on Tuesday night local time. Authorities say the situation is now under control and are treating the incident as a terrorist attack. Belgian prosecutor's office has confirmed that the suspect is dead. There are differing reports, however, about the explosion, some claiming that the suspect was wearing an explosive belt and others saying he set a bomb off from a wheeled suitcase after shouting "God is great" in Arabic. Prime Minister Charles Michel has maintained the national alert at its second highest level and will convene a National Security Council meeting to address the incident. Brussels is already on high alert after the Islamic State group killed more than 30 people in the city last year.
Wow. Madness, isn't it? It's just madness.
You know, a weird side note that I'm always curious about is if people, if there's always someone in the area who speaks Arabic and is able to recognize what they're saying, or if the quote is just common enough, or if people just expect them to yell that, because if someone yells "God is great" in Arabic, I don't know if I'd be able to tell you that that's what they were saying.
The other way, yeah. Let's go. Central Station is the busiest railway station in the country. Has both railroad trains that go all across Europe and sort of a metro feel to it. Same as most of our train stations do here. Built 65 years ago after World War II, when much of Belgium was leveled by our the Nazis, those bastards. All right, anyway, let's go. There's my comment on that. Here's the latest from the Washington discussion of health care. Do we have a vote or do we not have a vote? Mitch McConnell says that a discussion draft of the bill that would repeal and replace Obamacare will be released tomorrow. The aim is to send final legislation to the Congressional Budget Office so that it can review the bill, issue a report by next week so there can be a vote by the 29th. Let's have McConnell explain why, to this point, there's been a lot of secrecy around this bill.
We've been discussing all the elements of this endlessly for 7 years. Everybody pretty well understands it. Everybody will have an adequate time to take a look at it. I think this will be about as transparent as it could be. It would, no transparency would have been added by having hearings in which Democrats offered endless single-payer system amendments. That is not what this Republican Senate was sent here to do. The status quo is simply unsustainable, as all of our members have pointed out. To ignore that the status quo is imploding is to ignore reality. We think we can do better than that, and we fully intend to.
I don't know if they can do any better. He's the old fossil's right about one thing. The state of health care and this bill that was passed 8 years ago is not workable anymore. It wasn't ever really workable anyway. It was a disgrace and a disgusting mess. It did give a lot of people access to health care, but now they can't afford it. So does this fix it? Who knows? The Republicans won in South Carolina and in Georgia yesterday, for those of you who are keeping score, as I understand it. 45 past the hour. NASA and some good news coming up here on Good Day.
The best pillow ever is closer than you think. Once again, thecompanystore.com brings you the best sleep ever. Now with the LaCrosse pillow. Handcrafted in Wisconsin with a lifetime guarantee. Our patented hypoallergenic loft air filling and dual core structure gives your head the perfect balance of softness and support. Buy now and get two LaCrosse pillows for just $89. The LaCrosse pillow from thecompanystore.com. The experts in comfort for over 100 years.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've worked with over 1,000 restaurants, so I know firsthand what it's like to need extra funding to buy equipment or to manage cash flow gaps. I even had to sell ownership in a restaurant because I didn't have the capital I needed at the time. With Cabbage, you don't have to be in that position. Cabbage offers lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and you'll get a decision right away. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Since Cabbage is a line of credit, you can take the exact amount you need when you need it. You never have to reapply to take additional loans, and you'll only pay for the funds you use. Cabbage has helped more than 100,000 businesses from every industry with over $3 billion in funding. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and was named the Forbes Top 100 Company twice in a row. Whether you own a restaurant or any type of small business, get started at cabbagewithak.com/owner or call 855-CABBAGE, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
So more often than not, I love to focus on the good news, no matter what kind of a program I'm doing. And so the good news, if you find this to be good news, the number of Earth-like planets is piling up. The Kepler telescope has added 219 candidates to the growing list of planets beyond our solar system, many of which will be about the same size and temperature, pretty much. Life exists on at least 10 of these 219 planets. They're looking at them. They think that they're similar to the Earth, but 10, they're sure. Imagine this is. They've sampled 200,000 stars in a constellation identified as Cygnus. And these new planets have water. You can see it pooled on the surface. Isn't it amazing? So are we alone? I don't think so. What about you? 10 before the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 53 after the hour, you know what that means. It means time for us to talk technology. Instagram is updating its transparency content, and Google is going to fight ISIS with their bare hands.
Wow.
That would be great. All of this information brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter. I used ZipRecruiter yesterday. I've gone on their site, and I've looked around, and I've played with using it. But now I found myself in less than 60 seconds. This is really, I mean, when I tell stories about various advertisers, the ladies know that I'm into it. I'm a good storyteller, and I am good at, that's why people like to have me do their commercials, because I'm good at it. Been doing it for a long time. And I don't say that to sound like a smug a-hole. I just good at telling stories, mostly because I use the stuff. I try it out to see how it works. So I went to ZipRecruiter.com and /DJV yesterday, and I put in, we're looking for, on the farm, somebody to be an event coordinator. And I did all of the stuff it told me to, one click, and I already have people who are lined up for me to look at for this position. And so I found that it was so simple to use. It was, the information was quick. All the things that were there, it all fit together like a glove. So I'm suggesting if you have your own business, you do what I did, and maybe you've tried it already and you like it, so it's cool. You post your job at ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/EJV. It's all you have to do. You'll have your first qualified candidates in 24 hours, no matter how big or small your company. This is what people are doing in business to manage candidates all over the place. ZipRecruiter is free when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/EJV. Okay, so why would you be a foolish person and try something else? Try this thing. First free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so Instagram. Now let's do the Google and the fighting of Daesh first and see what they're going to do. Weapons, get your weapons loaded. Going down the highway. All right, so what's Google going
to
do?
Well, Google has a plan to redirect potential ISIS recruits away from ISIS and try to convert them to non-terrorist activities. It's the redirect method targets potential recruits with online ads, then it actually sends them to curated anti-terrorist videos. So if they're looking for ISIS content, then Google is going to find these people who are searching for that stuff and then actually show them the opposite of what they want to see. So the method uses keywords like a business advertising type thing would do too, and it shows the ads to people who searched for any type of extremist content. They reportedly, the method has been tested in an 8-week pilot program, and they were able to reach 300,000 people who were searching.
Good God.
They were searching for extremist content.
It tells you a couple of things, including a lot of people are looking for trouble.
A lot of people. Oh my God.
I know. 1,000 people. Good.
And so YouTube, which is owned by Google, they're also going to start doing similar things if people are looking for videos, extremist videos or how to, you know, how to support ISIS or whatever they would be searching for. YouTube is going to have the same type of plan, which is interesting. They're also going to add some more humans. You know, everything we talk about automation, Google says they're going to add more humans into the mix to fine tune the algorithm and the method.
Yeah, good. That's important. Now, Instagram is adding transparency to content. How is that going to help?
Well, Instagram's biggest problem right now in terms of, you know, with the government and with some user complaints is lack of transparency. You see your favorite celebrity holding a bottle of any type of product, and if it doesn't say that it's a paid-for ad, then people are under the assumption that Jennifer Lopez is really promoting this type of moisturizer, and that's why she looks so good. And so the Federal Trade Commission sent letters to all these celebrities who have been doing this, and there are a lot of them who are guilty of it. And so now Instagram has stepped up on their end, and as part of the advanced settings, if you are a person who is an influencer, they're called, so if you are a person who is posting something about a sponsored content, you'll be able to tag your business partner like you would tag a name. And if you're a user, then you'll be able to know right away. It says paid partnership with, and it lists the brand. So it's going to be fully transparent as possible.
Yep. All right. Good. Thank you for that update. 59 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.